January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant without a road.
All right, well, he said he was going to make America great again, and by golly, he's doing it day by day. He's doing it. Another big day for the president, another big day for the United States of America, another big day for the world. All right, it's another big day for the American adversaries because we are here. We are live once again on AM 660 The Answer and FM 105.5 and also on AM 660 TheAnswer.com. And don't forget, you can now use your Alexa devices to access us and all the great programming here on these Salem stations. And, of course, you can access us via your smart device by downloading the free Answer Orlando app. Yeah, we do have another big show crammed with news lined up for you here tonight. We got our contest challenge for tomorrow night. We're going to talk a little bit about the Haspel harassing in the hall
just the
of
harassing of a good American woman.
Yep. The Haspel harassing in the hall of sanctimony. So we're going to talk about that.
Yep.
We're also going to talk about the negators. Okay, because they're flying all around us and the media can't catch them and it's driving them nuts. And then also we got a lot of other stuff to talk about as well. The Korean prisoners freed is high up on the list. Another huge day for making America great again. And we got the chairman of the board, the union boss himself in here, Mike McBath. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. And the phone number to the Relax and Comfort Studios is 407-774-8255. Let's start with the market because the market liked what the president did yesterday.
Yeah, sort of
in terminating the Iranian deal.
Well, the great thing about the market again today, I think everybody had just had a great feeling about themselves with the release of these three prisoners. You know, it just gives you the right mindset. And what really happened today, around 12 o'clock, the market began to really start its move upwards. We went as high as plus 285 points. We ended up the day up 183. But the point is now we're only about less than 2,000 points off from the highest it has ever been. Oil prices actually have moved to the highest they've been in about the last 4 years. We're up about 3% today. But the reality of it is it's not Iran that's primarily doing it. You know, world supplies are a little bit tight, you know, only because the economies are doing so well throughout the world, and particularly in the United States.
Demand is up.
We sit in a very good position because take states like Texas and Alaska and all these other areas where
Ohio, Pennsylvania, Montana.
Actually, these are Republican states when you think about it.
Yeah.
And think about how these people's pockets are being filled, which these Democrats better figure out. They're going to be just lambasted when they see the economics of what's taking place. Imagine all the people hired in these oil fields now that we can make money with shale and wildcatting and everything else. This is going to be a wonderful period. We're in the golden age. And also, another thing I got a kick out of the day, they were talking about the ramifications, you know, the treaty and the Boeing CEO. You know, he came out the day and everybody thought he'd be extremely upset because, you know, with what took place with Iran, they're going to have some major contracts either stalled or canceled.
About $20 billion
worth. That's right. It was about
which was about 2 or 3% of their projected business on books.
But the good thing is this gentleman, the reason he's the CEO, he was smart enough to hold off production. So they didn't have one bit of really very little money, if any money, in this because they didn't even start production. So the reality of it is, yeah, we've been hurt some. We'll see. Maybe we'll get the orders back. But, you know, what's good for America is good for us. And I love the guy's attitude.
Well,
very good.
The
very
fact
good.
Of the matter is they already got a huge backlog anyway.
Oh, I mean, they got so many planes to produce.
Those planes wouldn't have been delivered for years anyway.
You know, they're close to like $750 billion in backlog on planes. This is how much money they have.
That's what I mean.
Oh, boy.
And so, you know, no sweat off their back. And by the way, the Saudi Arabians did exactly what we said they would do last night. They announced today they are going to open the spigots a little bit wider.
Right.
And match the production. Any production loss that from the Iranian output. So the price of oil is going up because the economy is heating up and demand is going up. Plus, now you also have, of course, the price of gasoline rising along with it. But it shouldn't go too high because, as Mike said, now once you get up into the $65, $70 range, just about anybody can make money in
the
oil business.
And now the spigots are turned on.
Right.
And if anything,
the pumps.
The other good thing for this country, we're an exporter. You know, we're getting to a point where we're going to really be in an awful envious position, primarily because of what Trump has done, because of allowing drillings, you know, and all these different properties that have been untouchable in the past, deregulation. Thank you, Mr. President. You've done an unbelievable job in this sector also.
Right. And North America has the largest oil reserves in the world, bar none.
Can you imagine when we throw in our coal reserves and our oil reserves, do you think we're an energy powerhouse? You're not kidding.
And don't forget natural gas.
Yeah. Well, we actually probably have more natural gas than the other two relative. You know,
there's a lot of gas and hot air being produced up on Capitol
Hill. That's out of Washington.
We'll get to that here in just a minute. But how about this new ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell?
Right.
You know, he finally just got confirmed last week or whatever it was. First openly gay cabinet member.
Right.
Ambassador of the United States. he goes over there, and already he's got the Germans mad at him. Why? Because he said, you better back off your trading with Iran. Because part of this is nobody's supposed to be trading with Iran. You can say you're in a deal if you want, right? But your transactions aren't going to be handled, you know, by our banks, and we're shutting down on their ability to make payments. So you better get ready.
You know, the government
their tap is getting shut off.
The government has already notified people. It's amazing. It was that quick. It's like, bang, this is what's happening, and we're going to work.
Yep.
Terrific.
They had planned for this moment, and they are making it happen. And this is going to put the squeeze on the Iranian regime.
What I'm trying to figure out, Chris, and maybe you can answer this, is how about if Europe says, well, you know, we're going to go through with the treaty and all that. Okay, so what does Iran do? Do they go rogue, or do they try to comply with the treaty? Where are they on this?
They're going to have to figure that out. Prior to yesterday afternoon, they had said they were going to, you know, continue to abide by the treaty. Well, why not?
Right.
The treaty was a sweet deal for them.
Oh.
And but the reality is that we hold, you know, the ace in the hole, so to speak. We hold the winning hand here.
We're the economic power. They
exactly,
are not.
Exactly. And because we control so much of the worldwide banking system, we can make problems for everybody if they don't want to get on board.
Yeah.
And this is what Abe Katzman predicted on the show Monday. He said Trump doesn't strike him as the kind of guy who's going to, you know, take it easy on you when going gets tough for
when
you.
When I told you it's coming, my friend. We're delivering.
He's going to bear down on you.
Yep.
And that's what he's doing. He's bearing down on the Iranians. And I do believe, contrary to what most of the liberal, at least, and some conservative thinking heads are, that this move to cancel the Iranian deal may somehow make it harder to get a deal with the Koreans. I believe it makes it easier, in fact, to get a deal with the Koreans, because this, once again, shows that this president ain't messing around, right, and that he will follow through on his promises. And now what's he been promising North Korea over there? Oh, yeah, fire and fury,
mm-hmm,
right? So this is the way they see it, that the man followed through on what he said he was going to do, and that scared the you-know-what out of him. We'll say snot.
Right.
All right? But the bottom line is, and then what happened today? Oh, yeah, Pompeo comes back, and they got extra load on the aircraft because they got
three
Korean-American citizens.
Peace offering.
And people wonder why Christians are standing by Donald J. Trump. What were these three Korean Americans in prison for over there? Practicing Christianity.
Yeah. Yep.
Practicing Christianity. Have you noticed how the media's not talking about that aspect of the story?
Chris, we don't discuss things that are good. Thank God that we're here.
Yeah. Amen to that, brother. So another great day, and the market liked that. The market likes the three Koreans being released also because it is a very, very hopeful sign that this cat over there, the Rocket Man, is ready to deal.
And then you saw there was a summit today with China, you know, South Korea, and Japan. Now, that's a motley crew. They're not always in love with each other, but the fact they've even come together to discuss the issue, and particularly denuclearization, this seems like this deal might be real. And I also think they're out of money in North Korea. I think the guy blew up his testing area. I think he has a lot of problems that maybe we're not even cognizant of. So,
but it is all part of the Trump effect. That's, because once again, what did he do prior to all of this? He clamped down on more and stringent sanctions on North Korea. He cut off their money supply.
Right.
And what did he just do to Iran? He cut off their money supply.
And immediately.
You better believe it.
Not kidding around.
No.
You've already been delivered your notes.
That's
right.
Time
to go to work. Maybe it'll just take Bitcoin.
And Iran is going to have to figure out what the heck they're going to do, because he just put a world of hurt on them, baby.
Yep. Yep.
It's like he got them down, and he's rubbing their face in it, you know, right?
Did
he ain't
going
to let them up.
Do you enjoy seeing the Iranians today, you know, burning the flag and death to America? I can see how devoted they were to peace among the American people.
These are people who don't want to be hauled out and imprisoned or shot.
Yeah.
So I guarantee you, you run that Ayatollah and his regime off, and half of them or more are going to be waving those little American flags.
Yeah. No, I think Iran could be facing a major uprising, you know, in the next few months when they see the toll of what this takes on them.
Well, I hope so. I think it's a distinct possibility. I'd even put a little money on that bet. But the bottom line is they are at a very big, huge,
a crucial juncture.
Exactly, in the history of this regime.
You're not kidding. They better figure out where they're going.
All right, speaking of history, the first segment of the show is now history, but we got a lot more to go. I hope you'll stay with us. We're going to talk about the Haspel harassing at the Hall of Sanctimony today when we come back, and the Negators. We're going to talk about the Negators a little bit a little bit later in the show.
Now, are we dropping Snyderman? Our Me Too guy?
No.
I think he deserves a bit more harassment.
This should
not pass too lightly.
That's right. In fact, he is one of, I guess he could say he's one of the Negators.
Oh.
As it turned out, he didn't want to be, but he did turn out to be. Mm-hmm. All right. Don't negate us. Keep us on your dial there. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. Please be with us.
105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting as far back as Longwood, and that continues through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after Dr. Phillips right now. Highway 50 is slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport right around Humphreys Avenue all the way through the 441, and then you're slow and go all the way to Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear, but you do have a crash on the 408 near Lake Underhill Road. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger.
See, we're going to have to change the words to this.
I know.
She won't live.
Secret agent man.
Woman.
No, woman. Well, hopefully woman, you know. No, I'm sure she's going to be approved, but it was so embarrassing watching the actions
the
of these Democrats only because they hate Trump.
And by
just
the way,
disgusting.
She was a secret agent.
Yeah.
She was a spy. She did it all in
the
agency.
She talked about passing money and did all the different aspects of just like in the movies. But the thing is, she's real. And she took all the pressure from that job.
And the first appointee in over 30 years who actually came up through the ranks of the agency. As a matter of fact, you know, there was one agency head who went on to become president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who it is?
One agency head?
A CIA director who went on to become president of the United States. He liked to be known as the head spook.
Ooh.
As a matter of fact, if he had a horse, you might call the horse head spook. Let's do a little contest tonight.
I have to do is ask Google.
If anybody out there knows which president I'm talking about, which president was director of the CIA before he became president? All right.
You know what's funny, though, Chris? When you watch this woman,
and by the way, you'll get a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano and a Tijuana gift card for $10.
I watched her opening speech, you know, where she
Gina
gave
Haspel.
Her credentials and what she did, and she went into some personalized stories and everything.
Yep.
And then I think of those top men and women at the top of the Department of Geeks. Do you think any of those men could ever, ever have done what she did? They would have been scared to death. They are such geeks. It's unbelievable. And this woman, you know, who did all these things that took a lot of guts and a lot of pride in America, and then we got these DOJ. Oh, boy.
Is
she really embarrassed?
Yeah, the Democrats put her through the ringer. You had Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah. Next presidential candidate.
Senator
right?
Kamala Harris. Yeah, she's the next wannabe president. Mm-hmm. She wants to be the first woman president, black woman president. And she's the junior senator from California. She and Dianne Feinstein raked Haspel over the coals, harassed her, and tried to get her to answer moral questions like with Kamala Harris. It was, would you say that what you did was moral, talking about the enhanced interrogation back in 2002, 2003.
Chris, why would they use the word moral when we got Snyder? Snyderman had just appeared the other day. They should extract that word from their vocabulary. They do not know what moral is.
Well, that's why I call it the Hall of Sanctimony. You know, they're all these sanctimonious, self-righteous SOBs and DOBOBs or whatever. And they want to sit there and demand moral.
I know. I laugh every time I hear that. I mean, it's a collection of total scumbags.
And I tell you what. Now, I studied morality, ethics, we called it, in college, right? Because I was studying philosophy and political science. I took classes in ethics. And there are some questions that are very, very difficult ethical questions. And this would be a classic study question in college, right? You have a terrorist. You know that he knows where something is that's going to kill a lot of people, but he won't tell you. But you know that if you torture him a little bit or use the enhanced interrogation, then he will tell you. What should you do?
I know what I would do.
And then the class sits there and debates it, right? Mm-hmm. But there, so who's to say what the right answer is?
Mm-hmm.
Only God.
And you
but
don't
when it comes
know it
to saving
unless,
lives, you got to do what you can do
you
to
don't
save
know it
lives.
Unless you're that person in that seat at that time, which none of these women, you know, from the Me Too or To Me that were questioning it today ever were.
Right.
They just sit on a position of power, which is undeserved.
All right. Well, we got three people up here, Ken and Willie, who think they know which president it was who was the head spook and went on to become president of the United States. And because three Americans got released today, I'm going to give all three of them a chance to win. So I'm not going to say if they got it right or wrong until we check all their answers. And if they all have it right, they all win. Okay, you got that, Nick? Do you get that? Okay, he's giving me a thumbs
Nick's
up.
Nick's excited.
All right, so they came. We'll take them in the order they came in. So let's go to Dave first. Which president am I talking about, Dave?
President 41, George H.W. Bush.
All right, thank you for that answer. Hold on the line. I'm not going to tell you whether you're right or wrong. Let's go to Ken and see what he says. Ken, go ahead. You're up next.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Hey, Ken. Good to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
Our beloved, heroic George H.W. Bush.
All right, stay on the line. I'm not going to say if you're right or wrong. You both might be wrong. Let's go to Willie and see what he has to say. Willie, what do you think?
Heroes, good for me. G.H.W.
H.W. Bush it was.
Wow.
And congratulations to all three of you. Stay on the line. You all three are winners tonight. And when he was appointed by Nixon, and when Jimmy Carter... I'm sorry, he was appointed by Gerald Ford. And when Jimmy Carter beat Ford, Bush went to him and asked him to keep him on as he liked to be known as the head spook.
Yeah.
And Carter said no.
My concern, Chris, you
can you imagine what would have happened if Carter said yes? He may never been president of the United States.
My concern, you just wiped out all our prizes for tomorrow's contest.
No, we didn't. No, we got the best sponsors.
No, that was good. Very good.
So all the three gentlemen will get a gift certificate to Cafe Positano and a gift card to Tijuana Flats. Compliments of Pasquale Barba at Cafe Positano. And, of course, Rick Brown. And he'll be back in with us tomorrow night.
It's been a while for him.
Yeah. So it'll be good to have him back on the show. We'll be back after this short break. You are listening to The American Adversaries. And please follow us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries. And please follow us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And follow us into, through, and back out of this break, please.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is strongly warning Iran against resuming its nuclear weapons program. He warns, quote, if they do, there will be very severe consequences, unquote. Mr. Trump's comments come a day after he announced he was withdrawing the U.S. from the landmark Iran nuclear deal. After months of anticipation and drama, North Korea's release of three American detainees played out amid high-stakes diplomacy. It was only sealed about an hour before the U.S. Secretary of State was wheels up from Pyongyang. The three men walked on their own from a van and onto the plane of top diplomat Mike Pompeo. It was the culmination of Pompeo's 12-and-a-half-hour visit to the North Korean capital, which included a 90-minute meeting with leader Kim Jong-un. President Trump will greet them when they arrive at Joint Base Andrews at 2 o'clock this morning. On Wall Street, they're up by 182 points. This is SRN News.
latest answer traffic now.
George Zimmerman was charged with stalking earlier this week. The incident happened in December when Zimmerman was stalking a private investigator who was hired to find people to participate in a documentary about Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman threatened Dennis Warren with feeding him to alligators and sent harassing emails and texts. Zimmerman will be arraigned at the end of the month. The two-year anniversary of the Pulse massacre is coming up in a little over a month, and a new memorial was opened yesterday at the club site. There were pictures as well as places to sit and even a board where visitors can write messages. The permanent memorial is still about 2 years away. Orange County Commission approved a three-day waiting period both for private gun show and flea market sales of guns in Orange County. This will allow more control for background checks with a private sale. The vote was unanimous. We have a high of 87 and a low of 65. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Swain, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting as far back as Longwood, and that continues through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after Dr. Phillips right now. Highway 50 is slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport, right around Humphreys Avenue, all the way through the 441, and then you're slow and go all the way to Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear, but you do have a crash on the 408 near Lake Underhill Road. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
The battle is heating up. You're listening to The American Adversaries, If You Can Take It.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you are listening to The American Adversaries, coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. Don't forget, when you're out and about, stop by one of those great Relax and Comfort stores in Windermere, Winter Park Village, Seminole Town Center, and the Villages up in Lake County, because they've got this great liquidation sale going on right now. They're not going anywhere, but the massage chairs they have in stock are going out the door at huge discounts, up to 20% off. And this would be a great time, if you've sort of been on the fence about buying one of these, this would be a great time to snatch one. And when they're gone, because they're bringing in the new inventory and they'll be at the regular price until they do this again. All right, but this is a great time to take advantage of a great sale going on at a great place, Relax and Comfort. Okay, got Mike McBath along with me, Christopher Hart, in the studio. And the number, once again, is 407-774-8255. And I was talking about it, this little trivia thing, about George H.W. 41 being the head of the CIA, the director, as he called it, the head spook. And that's his word, head spook. Mm-hmm. And he, when Carter, appointed him, when Carter became president, he asked Jimmy Carter to stay on. And Jimmy Carter said, no, I want my own guy in there. And it was, you know, ever since, starting with Bush, and ever since, it's been political appointees to head the CIA. And this today, with Gina Haspel going through this harassment up on Capitol Hill, she is going to be the first to come up through the ranks since before then. And that's, what, 40 years ago? Talking about 1978.
Do you know that's how refreshing 30, this 40 is? 40 years ago. I mean, again, watching this today, I watched it for a while because it's hard to stomach. But watching these Democratic women, Feinstein, Harris, the way they harass this lady, if I were a woman, this is totally unacceptable. You knew that you were harassing her only because you dislike Trump. You knew that we're trying to break another glass ceiling, and guess who is breaking it? Donald Trump with his appointee. You knew this woman was probably the most qualified person we may have right now at this stage, who needs no form of training, who can go to work tomorrow and continue to build our operations. How could you people act the way you act other than you've lost your sanity? I mean, there's something wrong with these people.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You know,
the American Taliban, that's what I call them.
Some analysts used to say when Bill Clinton was president, he had sort of the a four-leaf clover in his pocket because sometimes, you know, luck seemed to just sort of break his way.
He had more than a four-leaf clover.
Because as you were just talking about that, I was thinking, you know, primarily I believe the reason why he appointed Gina Haspel is that he thinks she's the best person for the job.
Right.
And as luck would have it, she's a woman. And as luck would have it, you got a bunch of harebrained women on the Democrat side who would choose to attack her. This is why I'm going to call her one of the negators, okay? Mm-hmm. These three Koreans today being released were negators. The tax cut was a negator.
Definitely.
All right? What's going on in Jerusalem with the embassy moving? A negator.
You saw they're going to name a block after Trump in Jerusalem?
You see where I'm going with this? You see why I'm calling these things negators?
Mm-hmm.
What are they negating, though?
All the negative press publicity against Trump. They just absolutely blow every story that the Democrats apart. I mean, they're devastating. With the release of these three fellows today, everybody knows what that means.
Yep.
President Trump, you've done something, you've accomplished something that none of the bozos in the last few years were able to do.
Last few decades.
And particularly the Obama bozo.
But you're exactly right. That's exactly my point. And that word came to me this morning as I was watching MSNBC. I was running a little bit late, and I was heading out. The news broke about the three Koreans being released.
Right.
Okay, and they had spent the whole morning on the latest nonsense from Avenatti, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But talk about a fake news and a joke. But anyway, so they spend the whole morning. They think they got another big story, ties Trump to collusion with Russians and Cohen and Stormy. It had everything for them. They were just tickled to death, and all of a sudden the news breaks that these Korean Americans are coming home with Mike Pompeo, and the date and location are set. And it was at that moment, you could just see on all their faces everything that they had been talking about up to them just went out the window.
Literally had no meaning, which it had before they even started discussing it, but it truly had no meaning after
their
that announcement.
Their whole morning show was negated by one story that they delivered in a very short period of time. They didn't spend much time on it, but you could tell, and they did give him credit, and they were in the middle of an interview with Jeff Flake.
Oh, here's another winner.
And he was, and all his interview was out, Trump's wrong about this, doing that wrong, don't need this person, you know, running the country. And, he did do a good job getting him out. I laughed.
I mean, because, do they realize what they look like? Right. You know, the American public does realize what they look like every day.
Exactly. And let me get back to why I say Gina Haspel is a negator and why it's a stroke of brilliant genius and political sense and or luck. Because there she was, ready to be the head of the CIA. Here's President Trump, got all these people coming after him about women and Stormy Daniels and everything. And as you said, breaking a glass ceiling, but breaking a glass ceiling for the right reason. Not just to break the glass ceiling for the sake of breaking the glass ceiling, which is what the American public was asked to do with Hillary Clinton.
You got it.
Right?
Yeah, let somebody who shouldn't have been there be there.
Right.
Wrong.
Right. No, she is eminently qualified. Matter of fact, more qualified than anybody going back probably to President Bush.
You know, Chris, one of the statements she made, which I think really put the Democrats on the hot seat, was she said, "My concern, too, is for all these young women, you know, who are working in the CIA, with all my qualifications, all the years I put in, all the different jobs I've had, all my capabilities, if I am not put through to this position, what does it look like for their opportunity?" Does that put you on the hot seat if you're a, well, they don't get it. They don't get it.
I tell you what, she handled herself quite well, and I do not believe the women who were attacking her in particular did themselves any favors.
Yep.
And because it made them look sanctimonious and self-righteous to sit up there, you know, and drill her about the morality of this, morality of that, when, as you said, none of them could have stomached what she did throughout her life.
She should have just kept going, Snyderman, Snyderman, Snyderman.
Yeah.
Don't mention a word, morality. you know?
Yeah. So once again, though.
Me too.
It was once again why we say politics like professional wrestling. They were there to make their political points and do grandstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to pass. Joe Manchin has said today that he's made the announcement he will vote for her, vote yes. Even if John McCain is not there, and Rand Paul, even if both of them decide to vote no and Manchin votes yes,
is McCaskill going to do this too?
Yeah. I believe you're going to end up having probably a half dozen or so Democrats.
There's one other woman that's one of the real.
Yes, yeah. Who will vote yes. Well, it'd be interesting to see what Bill Nelson does, right? Because Bill Nelson is up for re-election.
Right?
You got to think that Rick Scott would be a huge yes vote for Gina Haspel.
Without a doubt.
You know, mm-hmm. Bill Nelson, if you're listening out there, you better do what Manchin's doing, right?
Crossover.
Unless you really think you got this in the bag, but the polls don't indicate that. They indicate this right now is anybody's ball game.
Yep.
Right? So the sanctimony, the Hall of Sanctimony, once again, today, holding themselves up as self-right, the arbiters of morality and self-righteousness, when they are the least capable of being arbiters of that.
But it was so great, though, Chris, again, when she identified herself with personal stories, you know, that what she said, well, I passed a briefcase across that had money in it. I mean, it was like the Bourne Affair. Like,
yeah.
This is real?
Right.
And I mean, I could see these women, these Democratic women sitting there going, oh, I was going to say, what have you ever done?
Well,
other than lie your way to the top.
Yeah, well, we talked about this some with Carl Higbee last night.
Yeah, Navy SEAL.
You know, and what the CIA was getting, they were providing to the military, so operators like the Navy SEALs and the Rangers and Delta
can
Force.
Operate.
Exactly. And preferably without getting killed in the process. Right?
Yep.
And now, evidently, Khaled Sheikh Mohammed wants to testify. I doubt that it's. I'm certain it isn't going to happen. It would be.
What a joke! Why would you bring somebody like that in
if
here?
Kamala Harris or somebody?
Yeah.
But it would be interesting if he came in and actually testified in her favor, mm-hmm. on her behalf.
That really actually caused me to give up all.
but she cleared up some of the misinformation about the tapes that were made, mm-hmm. of the interrogation sessions. There was. Speculation was, and Dianne Feinstein operated on this speculation today when she asked about the 92, the tapes made of the 92 prisoners who were interrogated. And Haspel cleared that up and said, no, it was one prisoner interrogated 92 times. And the reason why they destroyed the tapes is because it showed the faces of the...
operatives.
Right.
That's exactly right. They had to.
And they could not trust other members, mm-hmm. of the government,
mm-hmm.
not to out those people for political reasons.
You know, the craziest thing, really, when you think
about
this.
In other words, they couldn't trust Congress.
I call it, if you generalize this, you think about this wonderful woman who's done all these great things for America. And then when you just like to say, well, is Hillary Clinton out there? Come on in, Hillary. We have some questions for you.
Right.
How can you let these people who run rabid over this country, take everybody's money, lie and steal, they're clear, and this lady might not get the job, which she will.
I do believe.
Deservingly so.
Yeah, she will get the job.
She earned it. You got it.
Right. And as I said, I do believe there will be about a half a dozen, all but Rand Paul and John McCain, it looks like, on the Republican side, and I'm predicting about a half a dozen or so, maybe as many as 10 or 12, certainly not more than that, Democrats will vote for her, and they will be the senators who are in tough Senate battles right now.
Yep.
Look for maybe Nelson. Look for Manchin. Look for Aunt Clara McCaskill. Look for Heidi Heitkamp. I think she's already said she would vote for her. Look for that guy in Ohio who just got a tough opponent last night,
mm-hmm.
out of that primary battle. We'll be talking about that, by the way, in the next hour of the show. So, you know, there are those out there who are – you know, thinking hard about it tonight. And once there is enough, then what Schumer will do is he'll go around and say, look, if you're in a tough battle, she's won already, go ahead and vote yes. Yeah.
I think the confirming vote was the release of these three men. You know, can you imagine these Democrats sitting in there the minute they hear that? Yeah, I really like her. You know, I'm going to take back some of my thoughts.
Yeah. Well, now we know why they had been released from prison the other day and were staying in a hotel. Because guess what? This had already been worked out.
Yep.
So what this should tell the people in the media, if they're smart, is that Pompeo, Trump, Bolton, and Mattis, they're already weeks ahead. Weeks ahead. Right?
Yep.
All right.
Not even close.
Not even close there. So this was the Senate Intelligence Hearing Committee hearing today. They will now vote on her to pass her out of the committee or not. And even if they vote no, just like we found out with Mike Pompeo, Mitch McConnell can still find a way to get her a floor vote, but she will be voted out of the committee. There's no question in my mind about that. Probably strictly along party line votes. Is Manchin on this committee? I didn't see the whole thing today.
He seems to be hanging around a lot. I would think he is because you see him a lot associated with
this.
Remember, he
sure
talked to her
out
the other day. So if he's
on this committee, then it is absolutely sure to get out of committee. And as I said, when she gets to the floor, she'll pass with probably, it won't be a whole lot of, a margin of victory, but as I said, guessing 56 to 60 votes. Positive yes votes for Gina Haspel, and somebody who's been out there on the front lines is in the agency.
It's great
to have
somebody that's qualified, somebody that's not just an appointment, a close friend. This is great,
right? And by the way, what they were doing eventually led to the demise of one Osama bin Laden, because it was through those techniques that the idea that there was a courier out there and who that courier may be hooking up with, which is what led to the compound in Pakistan and then sending the doctor in, who, by the way, is in prison right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to bet Trump's working on getting him somehow out.
Yeah.
The doctor who helped us find confirmed that there were bin Ladens, if not Osama himself, there were at least bin Ladens in that compound because he came out with some DNA. So all of this goes back to Gina Haspel and the people she was working with back in those early days after 9/11.
Don't you like how Pompeo's flying all over and no one in the press knows where he is?
And they're mad about that.
Hey, guys, maybe put something in his jacket or something that can trace him.
They're mad that they're not going along on these trips like to North
Korea. Where is he,
All right, where does the time go? We're already out of time in this segment. We got to take another break. We come back, though. We still got some time in this hour.
Got to talk some horses.
Yeah, we got to talk some horse sense.
Oh, man.
We're going
to
talk some horse sense when we come back. That's right, our contest challenge for tomorrow night. All right, so you're listening to the American Adversaries. And don't forget, Sutherland Nissan, a great sponsor now of the show in Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays. And Sutherland Nissan is located on East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. Their website is OrlandoNissan.com. And don't forget, they always got a deal going on out there. So when you know you're going to be needing a car, start checking them out. Get on out there and check them out personally. Tell them the Titans of Talk Radio sent you out there to check out those big Titan trucks. And all the great automobiles they got out there, they work real hard to get you behind the wheel with the best deal. That's Sutherland Nissan, OrlandoNissan.com. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting as far back as Longwood, and that continues through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after Dr. Phillips right now. Highway 50 is slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport right around Humphreys Avenue all the way through the 441, and then you're slow and go all the way to Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear, but you do have a crash on the 408 near Lake Underhill Road. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
See, that's going to be the name of my horse.
Oh,
Dirty Deeds.
Is that what it, that could
it?
Be a good one, Chris. Could be a big winner.
I'll tell you who is going to be the owner after you give the challenge.
Okay, because I want to hear that. You know, as we all know, last week was the Kentucky Derby, which is one of the great events in this country.
And our own Randy Ross picked the win and place.
I know.
How about that guy?
But, you know, we all know there's been great horses there. Secretariat, American Pharoah, Justified this year.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We figure all these politicians and wealthy movie stars were watching it, so many of them are going to probably go out and buy a horse for the Kentucky Derby next year.
Right.
So what we want you to do is tell us who you think will buy a horse and what he will name the horse. Now, we like to give little suggestions.
Right.
Now, I believe the Obamas, you know, they're in the money. They wrote books, you know, and they speak and everything. They got some extra change. So I figure they're going to enter a horse next year. So we got to come up with a name for him. I'm going to call his Rolling Blunder. I think that would be absolutely a great horse name. You know, Rolling Blunder loses by a length, the Secretariat, right? And then I'm thinking one more, which our good friend Hillary has to have a horse. She's had everything else, right?
Well, so, she is a horse. Never mind.
That's right. I mean, we got a lot of it. But we could call her, and this sounds like a horse name, you know, Wide Load. You know what I mean? Imagine, like, four lengths back is Wide Load, owned by Hillary the Bag Clinton. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is going to be, I can't wait. And then one other one, A.G. Snyderman. You got to go with this one. His horse has to be named Me Too. There's no other name that could be appropriate for his horse.
This
would be a great.
No, I have an even more appropriate name
go
for
ahead.
His horse. Pound Me Too.
Wait a second.
No, because the little thing is the pound sign, right? pound me too.
Oh, I was thinking
hashtag me too, pound me too. Well, it fits, doesn't he?
Or maybe.
He likes that rough sex stuff, right?
Well, that's true. Or
only
he could go.
No, he's doing it not being done to him.
Or this one, me too and you.
Pound me too.
I know. We got some good entries for next year's Kentucky Derby. We're going to need more than 20 spots.
See, now, my horse, Dirty Deeds.
That's a good
one. It's going to
Dirty
be co-owned.
Oh.
It's going to be owned by Michael Cohen.
Right.
And his opponent, this guy, Avenatti. Right?
That would be very appropriate.
These are the guys you hire to do
Dirty
the Dirty Deeds, right?
Yeah, very good.
Your mama been nagging at you night and day enough to drive you nuts.
But I mean,
Dirty Deed.
There's so many great
cheap
possibilities out here. We're looking for someone to get us into the Kentucky Derby next year, and we can cheer for their horse.
There you go. There
name
you
of
go.
The person entering it, name of the horse. And this is going to be a great one.
And if you do like me and actually pick a song title that fits as well as mine does, well, it might get you some extra points there.
Anyway. You're going for the bribe side, Chris. I don't know. But,
Dirty Deeds.
All right, we're in good
shape.
Isn't
that a great name for a horse, Dirty
that
Deeds?
Wideload, I think, would be a great name.
Beautiful.
And if she owned that, the people would love it. Wideload, coming in last. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking of Dirty Deeds, the Dirty Deed, the Avenatti, is it Michael Avenatti? I keep forgetting his first name. Anyway, this Avenatti guy, the Stormy Daniels, supposed lawyer, I think he's more a spokesperson now for the Democrats and for the media who are trying to, once again, somehow lasso the whale, Moby Dick.
Yeah.
And this guy, he's going to end up being an Ahab just like all the rest of them. He somehow got himself on the hold of some documents that. Let's just say the Treasury Department wants to know how he got himself a hold of these documents because evidently they're bank records.
How do you get bank records of other people?
Good question. Very good question.
Wow.
And these bank records evidently show, and some of them have actually been confirmed to be accurate. They show that during October of 2016, right before Election Day, Michael Cohen, the other co-owner of my horse, Dirty Deeds, set up a LLC, a business basically called Essential Consultants. And basically what he was going to do is he was going to let people give him money so that he could tell them what it's like to do business with Trump. And you
lobbyists?
You had AT&T who gave him some money. They gave him a couple of $100,000. Novartis, the
pharmaceutical company,
gave him several $100,000 or so. And their contracts, both of those corporations, have already run out. They ran out at the end of last year.
Right.
And they weren't buying him his services for lobbying. They
just wanted information.
What's it like to do business with this guy? He's president now. And by the way, my niece told me something very similar right after the election. And by the way, she voted for Hillary Clinton. And she works at a marketing firm. And her supervisors, all the big wigs, were getting together to try to figure out, what does this mean? There were a lot of people in the business world that did not know what to do when Donald Trump got elected. And they were freaking out.
Yeah.
And some of them freaked out enough to give Cohen some money. Anyways, when we come back, we'll pick up on this. We got a lot more to talk about. Our firm foundation of the American Adversaries, Aubrey Kahn, is on the line.
I guarantee you he has a horse. There's no doubt in my mind. But he's too thin to ride a horse anymore. You know, he's like a wisp.
He just about could be a jockey.
Yep.
All right, don't jockey around with that dial. Please stay where you're at. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Please follow us on Facebook, American Adversaries on Facebook. And we'll be right back.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir ourselves, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show. That's right, coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. Sit back and relax and take in the next hour with us, please. I hope you enjoy the show. 407-774-8255 is the number to call if you would like to get in on the show or like something you hear or don't like something you hear. Let us know. All right, got the chairman of the board, Mike McBath, in the studio. Nostra Dennis has joined us.
Hi, folks.
I am Christopher Hart. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. And we are coming to you, as I said, from the Relax in Comfort Studios. And you know, Relax in Comfort provides a part of our prize pack for tomorrow night's contest. And so does CryoSauna, Chill CryoSauna, yeah. That is. That's chillcryosauna.com. And Kurt's going to come in and help us judge the contest tomorrow.
He'll be here tomorrow?
He will be. But Nick won't be here tomorrow. But He was at Chill CryoSauna today. Were you not,
wait
Nick?
A second, Nick. What? Did you race this weekend or what?
I did not. But if you remember a while back, I hurt my knee.
Oh, I know.
And it's been slowly healing. But recently, this weekend, it kind of acted back up again, and I really didn't have the time to go there and get some when after I first inflamed it, but I'm going to be doing some things this weekend. I know I'm going to be a little active, and it was just walking around this weekend. It kind of flared up a little bit.
How long were you in it this time? 3 minutes?
3 minutes. It's just
That's
3 minutes.
That's
yeah.
all it takes?
Yeah.
And does it feel a lot better?
You know, it definitely feels a lot looser, mm-hmm. and so it's not as tight now, and it just kind of, you know, it just kind of relaxed my whole body. This was the first time I went when it wasn't right after a race, right. when all my muscles were sore. I had two, like, little problem areas because I had the knee, and then I found myself compensating for the knee, so I actually hurt my lower back, too, because it was like I was moving weird. And so I kind of wanted you know, to see if this would help, and it did. It, you know, kind of loosened me up, and it definitely took away some of the pain.
An endorsement. Yeah. Nick, why don't you just jump outside, run up and down the steps a little bit, and then we'll your knee is.
The cool thing about it is it feels like the range of motion comes back. And that's really cool. And, you know, and even if that just allows these things to heal a little bit better, that's what I'm looking for.
Exactly. That's and great. You should notice more improvement over the next couple of days as your body's own, you know, healing functions take over. That's the whole idea with cryotherapy, ladies and gentlemen. And that is part of our prize package. All right, speaking of prizes, here's a prize for us. That'd be Aubrey Kahn is on the line with us. Hey, Aubrey, how you doing tonight? You're a winner.
Wonderful. How's everybody?
Excellent.
All right, Aubrey.
Thanks for hanging around. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a horse of a different color. What can I tell you?
Well, look at that, but, trying to fit into the contest.
Yeah.
No, look, I can't be in the contest because I co-host.
Right, right.
But, you know, I was thinking about it, and the person I would choose would be Maxine Waters.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, that was going
to
be...
But unfortunately, she might have to settle for naming her horse Impeach 45... because there's competition with Nancy Pelosi.
And hers
would
be?
The first one of the two that could name their horse Horseface.
Oh, jeez.
Aubrey, I was going to do...
brutal.
I said Crazy Horse at the break. So, yeah, I think between the two, I think that sounds good.
Yeah, I think they both fit. Yeah. All right.
Well, hey, what do we name Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, her crazy horse again.
Yeah, we got to save that for her. Yeah, or Nutty.
She's a man called horse.
Oh, no, geez. Her horse would be called Squaw.
Oh, God.
Right?
Or Squaw.
Squaw, right?
Oh, yeah.
Squaw? All right, thanks, Aubrey. God bless you.
Have fun, gentlemen.
Always.
What was the name of Tonto's horse?
Oh, that's right.
The Lone Ranger. Had Sire Silver.
Silver, right.
But what was Tonto's horse name?
That's a good question.
Because that would be Elizabeth Warren's horse.
That's right.
There maybe it was named Elizabeth Warren.
All right.
We'll find out.
All right. First of all, I just want to run down a little bit of recap of the news. Of course, pretty much everyone has now heard. Scout was,
there
thank
you.
Thank you, Nick. Scout was Tonto's. So that would be, there you go, for Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's tomorrow night's contest challenge. All right. We'll get more specific about the details of it here in just a moment. But first, some of the day's news. Yes, indeed, those three Korean Americans. And these were American citizens of Korean descent who had been imprisoned in North Korea for their practicing Christianity, daring to practice Christianity. One of them, for instance, had been in prison because he left a Bible in a hotel room.
And these guys have dual citizenship, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Hmm. So they left the Bible in the hotel room. The other guy ripped down the picture at the airport.
Well, that was Otto Warner.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy. And so these weren't revolutionaries or criminals in the traditional sense at all. And they had been in prison for these activities. And people wonder why Christians are supporting Donald Trump, right?
But over here, when someone expresses their Christian beliefs, they just sometimes get put out of business. That's all.
Right. Except in California. You may now be put in jail in California if there's Assembly Bill 2943 passes and Nutcase signs it. But to get back to these North Koreans, they will be arriving back at 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the president has tweeted out he will be there to greet them.
You know, didn't you think right when you read that, I figured, you know what, he will be there.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt in my mind he's there. Would Barack Obama have been there? No. He'd have been sleeping, get up early to play golf, and left the guy in the runway.
And, you know, the interesting thing about this, if you remember, the North Koreans did release some prisoners, what is it, those two girls who were in prison for a short period of time. In North Korea, and I forget why they were in prison, but it was during Obama's presidency. It was fairly early on. You remember who went over there to get him out? Do you remember, Nostradamus?
No. Was it Dennis Rodman?
Oh, God, you guys don't remember me?
Oh, Bill Clinton.
Golly, thanks a lot there, Mike.
We're not giving him the respect he doesn't deserve.
and it was because Kim Jong-un's father wanted to have his photograph with him. So, but in this case, Trump did it without having to have a former president go over there and do it or something like that, right? They are coming home, and it was another excellent sign, a positive sign that the negotiations with North Korea are not only progressing, but are real, that this is the real deal. But nonetheless, as Mike Pompeo continues to put it, their eyes are wide open.
Don't you think, too, that in all seriousness, that he will be awed by Trump? Just the fact that, you know, if movie stars and stuff all, you know, Kim Jong, just imagine what he's going to be when he sees Trump come walking in.
I think he sort of fancies himself in a way.
Yeah, he's the Korean Trump. Sure he is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, they do have odd hairstyles, right?
Yeah. So. Oh, here we go. Yeah. You sound like one of them.
All right. But meanwhile, Gina Haspel was, she went up to Capitol Hill today. The Senate Intelligence Committee harassed her. You know, the showboating and the harassing. questioning, in essence, you know, what was going on after 9/11 and the enhanced interrogation. And she was adamant that everything that they did was legal and was vetted, clearly vetted. By the way, as we pointed out last night, when we had Carl Higbee on the show talking about this, the Obama administration looked all into all of this. There was an inspector general who looked down into it. Eric Holder looked into it, and they exonerated them all.
And you know, Higbee mentioned that they actually were practiced waterboard their own Navy SEALs. So is it that horrifying a torture? He didn't think so.
Colonel McKnight's been waterboarded.
Yeah.
It's part of the training in special ops. They all get it to see what it's like. And it is effective because it simulates drowning. You don't drown, but you think you're going to. And that's why it works. It looks like she is going to pass through. There are a number of Democrats now who have indicated they will be voting yes for her. She will pass out of the committee, and they are going to hold a floor vote the week of the 20th. So it'll be right before the Memorial Day weekend. She will be confirmed. And she is the acting director in the meantime, so she'll keep the office, I guess.
It'll be a smooth transition, don't you think?
Right, right. meantime, Pelosi is out there making promises that are going to make it a whole lot easier for the Republicans to keep the House, because she is promising to do away with the tax cut.
Don't you believe, Chris, she should be the Republican Man of the Year? I mean, can you imagine making statements like that in an economy that's booming? People are finally happy. Families are doing much better together. The polls show that, you know, everybody's thrilled with the economy, and you make a statement like that.
And every Democrat running for anything, even the local dog catcher, is saying, shut up, Nancy Pelosi, just shut up. You can do that. Right. You can plan to do that. Just don't say you're going to do it.
You know, you're absolutely right. And I think it may come to a point where they will tell her that, and then the word will get out, because the word has already gotten out about impeachment. Quit talking about impeachment. Don't talk impeachment. That doesn't mean they won't impeach him. They're just not going to talk about it going into the campaign. But I guarantee you, if they win the House and Nancy Pelosi becomes the Speaker of the House, they will impeach 45.
Yeah.
Right?
You notice Bernie Sanders has quieted down the last few weeks as the economy continues to boom northwards.
Yep. You know, and his wife still has some legal problems out there, too. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about this latest accusation coming out of this Avenatti guy. That the media got all worked up about this morning, which was much ado, once again, about nothing. All right, but we'll talk about that. We got also, you remember Andre Dawson?
Yeah.
You won't believe what he's up to now, or down to, or anyways.
What?
Well, we'll talk about that.
Okay,
when
I gotta wait. Oh, okay. I'll be back.
And something very odd happened today that we're gonna talk about as well. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about right here, the American Adversaries. I hope you'll be here with us to hear it.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting as far back as Longwood, and that continues through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after Dr. Phillips right now. Highway 50 is slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport, right around Humphreys Avenue, all the way through the 441, and then you're slow and go all the way to Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear, but you do have a crash on the 408 near Lake Underhill Road. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to
all right.
The crowd.
Who knows all the words to this, right?
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. And I know we'll never come back, so take me out to the ball game. Now, you sing it all the time when you're a kid.
I'll never go back.
I know.
But you sing it at the ball game. Right. You're there already. Why are you singing?
Game.
Are you singing for someone to take you out to the ball game if you're already there?
I know.
That makes no sense.
But I like songs like that, athletic sports songs.
All right.
Inspiring to little kids.
Well,
you know?
Evidently the New York Mets were singing songs or something today rather than paying attention to the old ball game because,
you're going to make me talk about that.
Oh, well, you are a Mets fan after all.
Yeah, I am.
The Mets batted out of order today.
How
does this happen?
This is a co-ed softball mistake.
With all the coaches, you got pro coaches, one guy's in charge of the book and everything. How can he not look up and go, hey, buddy, you're the wrong guy?
All they got to do is listen to the announcer. Now batting number 17, Nostradamus.
There's a coach, there's a third base coach, there's a first base coach, there's a hitting coach. And what happened was, first batter up today, made an out. Second batter up, made an out. Third batter up, hit a double. Cleanup hitter came up, and the umpire looked at his lineup card and said, hey, wait a second, that guy on second base, he's not the third hitter he's the second hitter in the lineup. Okay, they took the runner off of second base. They gave the guy who batted out of order an out, and they took away the double from the guy who hit the double. They just passed
him
over.
Which really irritated me. I got a double now.
So which one batted? So who's on first?
Yeah.
No, which one batted first?
Wilmer Flores should have batted second, as Drubal Cabrera should have batted third. Flipped around.
The most important question, who won the game?
Oh, they ended up a really good game. It was 1-1, but they lost in the 10th inning.
Oh, they lose after that.
I saw that coming.
The double cost them.
I know. That's unbelievable.
They could have cashed in.
Oh, I bet you the owner was happy.
I wondered what they did.
It's a rough time to be a Mets fan. Really.
All right. Well, you know, Andre Dawson, the All-Star, played for Chicago Cubs.
Right. Yep. Right.
And also for the Montreal Expos.
Expos. That's right. He played with Tim Raines.
Yep. And they were both beat up on the Mets. The Cubs and the Expos
beat up on the Mets. Tim Raines lives locally He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And, boy, he was fast and had power, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, he won a significant court case against Major League Baseball one year, which led to
dramatic.
Yeah.
See, that free agency in the NFL, that came about in 93. And like Cornelius Bennett, who I know well, former Bill, but he said that year his salary quadrupled once they were declared truly free agents.
And I remember when Tim sat out, and because he was just, you know, up here in the ball fields in Sanford where he was from just practicing and trying to stay in shape. When they settled and he won, he went back his first at bat. You know what he did? Hit a home run.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's great.
That's Tim Raines.
Good for him. Yeah.
A lot of great local talent. So Andre Dawson, what's he up to?
Well, he is.
Or what's he down to?
Right. He's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
He is also one of two people in baseball history to hit 400 homers and steal 300 bases, to have the speed and the power at the same time.
Who was the other one?
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds.
Of course, Barry Bonds had a little juice in him.
Yeah,
Dawson never was accused of that.
No.
Mm-hmm. So for 21 years, he was one of the most dynamic players in baseball, and now he's gone to kind of a quiet career after baseball. He is now working in a funeral home.
That is pretty quiet.
In Miami, Florida.
Ew.
He says he loves it. He says that's exactly where he wants to be. He does just about everything from driving the hearses to helping prepare the bodies for their showings. The only thing he doesn't do is embalming, because you do need a medical license to do that.
Right.
I don't know why, because what are you going to do?
Now, is this
kill
his,
the guy?
Do you think this is his own funeral home, or is he working for someone?
He's owned the home for 10 years.
Okay.
And he, at first he just owned it, but then he decided, you know what? I'm going to work here too.
I would think he has to have a pretty lucrative pension for the years that he played. Yeah,
he's just doing this. He's 63 years old right now, so he could
be just sitting
around doing nothing. But he says he loves it. So nothing wrong
with that. I guess no one can talk back to you, right?
That's true.
Now, what do you think about he doesn't say anything. Okay.
There's a lot of other former Major League Baseball players that go into different things. You know, Tom Seaver is now a big winemaker out of Napa Valley. He actually has some really good of varieties of wine.
It didn't get burnt down in the fire recently?
No.
Actually, there was actually very little damage.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It was good. And it's just odd. You know, I mean, some football players go into finance and make lots and lots of money, right,
Mike? It happens to some of them.
Yeah, well, the smart ones.
I got to say, the funeral business is one of those recession-proof businesses.
Oh, I was going to say,
there's always a need for
everybody's
that.
Everybody's dying to get in or however they put it. You know, something like
he
that.
He and his wife own. It is called the Paradise Memorial Funeral Home. And he and his wife have owned it for about the last 15 years. He says, you never know where God's going to lead you, but wherever it leads you, you have to be prepared. When it first fell into my lap, the opportunity to buy the home, he prayed on it. He thought, how am I going to pull this off? But since he's bought it, he's put improvement and a lot of time and effort and money into it, and it's known to be one of the best funeral homes in Miami.
Well, we'll have to take that in consideration when we think we're about to say goodbye.
I'll make sure Carmen knows all about it.
Hello, are you there?
Nice view of South Beach while you're there.
We're
why not?
Cashing out, you know.
Oh, man.
Well, that's an interesting. Where'd you get that story?
Well, the story comes from USA Today.
It did.
It was in the USA Today.
Well, they must be short on information to report.
It's an interesting story.
It is. It very is. I like to see where these athletes have headed.
It is indeed. Yep. It is indeed. All right. Listen, we still have a lot to talk about. When we come back, we're going to talk about the BSA, maybe DOA as SA, with an announcement came out today.
What a disaster.
Yeah, and we got another story having to do with sports, having to do with your favorite network there, Mike, ESPN. Have you ever shopped at IKEA?
I'm sure my wife has.
Well, you're not going to believe what some people are going to IKEA to get.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What?
And
what?
It's very affordable.
You're going to have to
let us know when we get back.
Exactly.
We'll be right back.
The American Adam Series. The Rays pregame show is going to start here in a minute, so please find us on your smart device, and you can do it right now if you haven't already. Download the free Answer Orlando app. AM660TheAnswer.com, and, of course, Alexa devices. And real quick, Mike, tomorrow night's challenge.
Okay, you got to enter a horse into Kentucky Derby. We need to name their congressman or the movie star and what their horse's name would be to go into Kentucky Derby next year, because we're going to have a great time.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And we got some great names coming about.
So come up with who would be the owner of the horse and what would they name their horse. Like I came up with joint owners, co-owners. Avenatti and Cohen, and their horse would be called Dirty Deeds.
That's good, because there are joint
owners. You call
them
when you need something taken care of.
I agree with you.
I would name Barack Obama after part of a horse.
Okay. A.G. Snyderman, me too.
Me too.
I know. I'm trying to keep the name short like a real horse.
105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. This just into SRN News. Israel's army says Iranian forces in Syria have fired about 20 projectiles at Israeli positions. Some of them were intercepted. We'll have more as that story develops. President Trump is set to greet three Americans who were detained in North Korea when they returned to the U.S. early Thursday. Mr. Trump is promising quite a scene at middle-of-the-night arrival ceremonies outside Washington. The detainees were released after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visited North Korea on Wednesday to finalize plans for a summit between Mr. Trump and Kim Jong-un. The California Energy Commission has approved a requirement for solar panels on new homes starting in 2020. The commission vote on Wednesday was a critical step towards possible final approval later this year by the state's Building Standards Commission. On Wall Street, the Dow by 182 points. This is SRN News.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Hey, y'all, this is Sam Houston, professional wrestler. Anyway, I just wanted to take a minute of your time and say, hey, if you need to get up to date on your views and issues and everything else, listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer. These guys got it going on. Trust me.
And we're going back on right now. Thanks for being out there. Trust us. We really do appreciate that. All right. I am Christopher Hart, along with Nostra Dennis and Mike McBath. We're coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And the number is 407-774-8255. We've got a couple other stories I want to get to, but we're just sort of off the cuff here. We were just watching some of the volcano out there, Kilauea, going off out there in Hawaii. And talking about it's not letting up. Doesn't seem to be letting up. And they got evidently more cracks in the crust and more lava coming out. And did you know that there was, once again, I think it was about a 4 on the Richter scale earthquake yesterday in Southern California?
Oh, really? No, I did not know.
Oh, yeah.
And it actually shook some?
Yeah, it was people could feel it.
Mm.
And it didn't. There was no significant damage, and it wasn't centered close to, you know, the center of Los Angeles or something, but it was nonetheless. And once again, this is all part of what was predicted in the book Upheaval that our man John L. Casey co-authored with a couple of other scientists, renowned geologists.
Yeah, he was pointing it out. Remember, we would sit there, and he said, it's coming, and boy, it's starting to show.
Right. Yeah. And there are faults virtually everywhere, including in the heartland of the United States. And there's a super volcano there, I believe, in Yellowstone.
Well, that's the one of concern. I mean, the story behind that, if that truly exploded, it might be the end. I mean, the area it could cover, they said.
It would be like an EMP going off.
Just
electromagnetic pulse weapon. Okay, so anyway, the ESPN network has been hurting
some
time. Matter of fact, when the earnings report just came out on Disney, what was it, yesterday or the day before?
Right.
The earnings were excellent for the movies.
Oh, the movies and other areas.
Especially the Black Panther brought them in a bunch of money, but their TV revenues were
down.
Might have had something to do with this story right here, at least a little bit in part, which is something Mike's been harping on for a long time. Dennis?
That's right. Shares of Disney fell nearly 2% overnight from Tuesday to Wednesday after they released their earnings reports. That topped their expectations. They said going in what they thought they would match.
In other words, they made more money than they thought they would.
But they had.
When you look into it and you see what's going on, ESPN continues to spend more money than it makes for the last several years. The key figures, earnings per share, $1.84 versus they expected $1.70.
Mm-hmm.
And the revenue, $14.15 billion versus an expected $14.13 billion. So the bottom line is they're doing well, but ESPN is a thorn in their sides because as a network that they own, they are spending money and not getting a return on that investment. Now, the theme parks are doing well. They're getting in about the same amount of guests, sometimes fewer guests, but they're charging more for tickets.
Yeah.
So they're profiting more. And the movies, Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, I mean, five of the top six box office gross from the past year were movies from Disney platforms. ESPN, though, has some problems. One of the problems is affiliate revenue is not what it should be. Higher programming costs, and that means contracts with the leagues and with a lot of college networks and with some pro networks. They spend outrageous amounts of money for the broadcast rights to something, and then it turns out they don't really make back what they're going to spend. And they also have a company called BAM Tech. What that is it's a streaming service so that people can see all their networks on different platforms. And they contract with MLB, HBO, NHL, even the WWE. And that's a great platform, and it's a way for millennials to get hooked into sports, which they really haven't been.
Mm-hmm, right.
But it's a new technology that is not making money.
Well, you know, our girlfriend Jamal Hill, who I think had worked down here, you know, she had another problem the other day on ESPN. She made another statement that is questionable in the sense of this race issue. She just doesn't learn. This is like the third or fourth time. I mean, what does it take? Don't you understand what's destroying your business?
This may be what it takes because I know a lot of sports fans who just don't like the constant overtone of political talk on their sports network.
That's not why you generally watch sports.
We're watching to have a good time and just
to kind of get away. To get away.
You know, just see something else.
If there's an issue, like taking a knee, okay?
Right.
That whole issue has political overtones as well as sports overtones. But if everything has in the background, in these troubled political times, it's good to watch a ball game.
Yeah, I'm sure you're watching a guy get a home run, okay? That's it.
It's like they hired a bunch of people like me to be on ESPN.
I mean, it's just insane.
See, I would go there and make everything political, right? Because that's the way I think.
That's
why it wouldn't work.
And you know, Rush Limbaugh got to Monday Night Football, and he did it for less than a year. And they weren't going to renew him.
You are right. Didn't work.
He said himself, it's not working. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame him. But ESPN they're in a precarious position anyway because of the changing demographic viewing habits.
And that's
which
like
is what
you're
Dennis
talking about. The millennials are a problem because of the fact that there's not that great enthusiasm for NFL and, you know, a lot of these other areas, and that's going to be a real problem with all those bids that have been made in contracts.
Yeah. And millennials watch more TV and video than their parents did, but they're watching it a different way. They're watching it on delay. They're watching it through different forms of delivery. And live sports doesn't translate to that as well.
And they're watching it on demand.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if there's a ball game on today, you're not going to watch it tomorrow because you're going to know the score of the game.
The fun is out.
Yeah, I know.
Unless
I know.
You're a hardcore fan of a team.
Now,
you're
fortunately,
not going to do that.
Fortunately, college sports hasn't seen a decline yet. But soccer has certainly seen the they've been the benefit mm-hmm. of the changing demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least in this country, soccer has grown dramatically in popularity.
Well, you know, Chris, we were just talking earlier here on college revenues from the athletic department. And I asked you, Nostradamus, which I found this pretty interesting. Who is the biggest producer of revenues in the athletic department in the SEC?
And the first thing I said was not the Gators.
Right.
So
no,
at least I got that.
I mean, I would bet that most people, 99%, would not get the answer right.
You would
and
say
the answer
Alabama.
Is
you would.
The number one producer of revenues in their athletic department is Rocky Top, they'll always be handsome. But
volunteers.
No, but in all seriousness, they were number one in the SEC.
Tennessee.
The bottom one, I think, is real simple. Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not sure they should even be in the SEC.
Don't have the money for it.
On top of the Big Ten, Michigan. And the bottom of the Big Ten, Rutgers.
Rutgers.
I say that very
they're
slow.
They're in the Big Ten?
Yeah,
wow.
I know. They've been playing there for years, and no one realizes they're in it.
Well, as I said, college athletics is still enjoying.
Yeah, flourishing.
Right. Excellent fan support, but you get up into the pro levels, and there's definitely some changes going on. Speaking of changes going on, you got changes at the BSA. They have now become known as the SA, and that might mean they are DOA as the let me figure out another.
Wait, does the A in that stand for artist? Because they seem to be.
I know. We got...
No. The Church of what is it? Church of
Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The Mormons
yes,
are the ones that
they have decided
on.
That because the Boy Scouts have now decided to become the Scouts of America and accept girls that they that's too much.
Why are they so worried about gender? Let the guys be the guys and the girls be the girls, and whatever's in between, you'll have to figure it out. I mean, this is crazy, just crazy.
Well, the Boy Scouts have seen a dramatic decline since they decided to allow gay troopers, and it wasn't so much gay Boy Scouts themselves as gay Scout Masters, mm-hmm. and that began the exodus. Then you had, was the Pioneers of America, John Stemberger's involved in this other group.
The Trail Scouts.
Mm-hmm. Trail Scouts, that's right. And they have seen dramatic turnover from Boy Scouts to the Trail Blazers or whatever they call themselves, and they there are there's an alternative out there now, and I do believe the Boy Scouts days are enough. I mean, the Boy Scouts of America is gone. It's now the Scouts of America, and it's a shame because
they teach moral principle, you know, and they keep the children involved in this day, and they keep their hands off these phones and everything. They need something.
Yeah.
Very much a shame.
Now, what effect will this have on the Girl Scouts?
And I was just getting ready to say, one of the biggest losers is going to be girls because the Girl Scouts is going to be gone. And they're going to be the they're going to be the first to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do believe the Boy Scouts is
I'd be
going
surprised,
to be not far
to
behind.
See girls decide to join the Scouts and leave the Girl Scouts to do it. I would be very surprised if that happens.
Well, certainly the Girl Scouts of America is hoping you're right, and I do too.
And who's going to sell the cookies?
Well, that's brownies, but they're part
cookies.
The brownies
oh,
would
I like
be
them. The mint chocolate.
They've basically tried to incorporate all of that into the Scouts of America, and it sort of misses the point. The whole point of the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts is it was to train boys how to be young men and
right.
girls how to be young women, and of course that is the problem. When it comes to the progressives, that there's somehow something wrong with that.
You're supposed to be in the middle.
But guess
like, what's
what?
That?
Yeah, but guess what? Gays went through the Boy Scouts,
mm-hmm.
and they went camping, and they did
mm-hmm.
all the stuff, and they
mm-hmm.
still were gays.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But they learned some things in the Boy Scouts that made them a better person. You see, it's not about gender. It's about personhood.
Yep.
And when you cloud it all up like this, it makes it hard for people to understand what it means to be a good person. Because it's all about gender or whatever.
Imagine, too, those poor kids, you know, they're Boy Scouts up to a certain age, and then you go to college, and then you become an official cupcake. I mean, really? I mean, where are these people going with this craziness, this PC garbage? Thank God a lot of them are gone.
In fact, you might have just pointed out the symmetry of all of
this
nonsense.
You know, think about that.
Right?
It's just straight on up into a cupcake.
Indeed. Indeed it is. Poll results. I wanted to get to this some tonight. We'll be looking at these maybe a little bit more over the next couple of days. But, of course, last night we had primaries. And people were talking about primaries in Indiana, Ohio, and West Virginia, but there were also primaries in some other states, I believe, including North Carolina. But anyways, we have some numbers here, and it looks like the Republicans have fielded some pretty good candidates. Nostradamus?
Yeah, we've got in West Virginia, their Attorney General Patrick Morrissey won the Republican nomination to take on Joe Manchin, and that is going to be one of the biggest toss-ups of the fall elections.
And by the way, in that race, the guy, the outlier, was this guy Blankenship, and he came in
a
very distant third.
Which is good, because he's a former convict and has a past.
Well,
he could run in the Democratic Party without any problem, so how can you make that statement?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
And he should be voting, too.
You're giving ex-cons a bad name here, man.
Come on.
Sure. Okay, well, Morrissey will be up against Manchin.
There's got to be a few ex-cons who made it into Congress somewhere along the line, right?
Here is one thing, though. Morrissey ends this primary, which took a lot of time, effort, and money, with a little under $1 million in the bank for the general. Manchin has 5.3 million war chest.
Yeah,
that he's
well,
going
that's
to drag
that
up.
that difference will be made up, I do believe, fairly easily.
No, I think they will make that up real quickly once they found out who was going to be the
candidate. Right, and Morrissey is the Attorney General, so he's won a statewide election in that state, so he has
statewide recognition.
Oh, he's
good.
Got a name. Yeah.
Exactly, he'll have Trump's backing. I'm sure Trump is going to be there on more than one occasion to campaign for him, and that will be very powerful. Joe Manchin's days most likely are numbered.
Then we got Indiana Senate primary. A guy named Mike Braun. He is not a politician. He's a wealthy businessman.
Yep.
Mind anyone of anything?
Oh boy, yeah.
He won that primary with 41% of the vote against not one but two current sitting U.S. representatives, Luke Messer and Todd Rokita.
Very good.
Both came in second and third. They each got a little under 30% of the vote. So the establishment split that 60% in half, and Braun got the 41%. Donald Trump's got to be happy about that.
Yep.
And Mike Pence's son won the nomination for one of those two congressmen that resigned in order to run for that seat.
Right. I think it was Messer's.
Yes, that's right. So Mike Pence's son may end up being a member of Congress, which is, of course, where Mike Pence has started as well, his political career.
I believe the blue wave is dissipating.
The blue wave has been out the door. Braun will be a very formidable candidate in Indiana, and that seat is doable as well. Go ahead.
Then we got two in Ohio. U.S. Senate candidate Congressman Jim Renacci has won a primary for Senate. And he will be taking on U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown this fall, an incumbent. But again, this is going to be a real, real close one. This is kind of the flip side. Renacci has actually served in the U.S. House for the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's a former car dealer, and you know car dealers got to be trustworthy. But he had a lot of backing from Donald Trump, even though his opponent Brown was unopposed on the Democratic side. Let's see. Renacci defeated Cleveland businessman Mike Gibbons and several other challengers. So basically, a businessman was defeated by a politician, but that's okay with Trump.
And of course, they also
Rod Brown's sort of a really weird guy.
Oh, he's way out there.
Isn't
on the left.
The weirdest?
He's way out there. Yeah, he was another one of the impeach 45 things.
He's one of the shrill voices out there.
Oh.
Right. And they also have a governor's race going on in Ohio as well. Did you get that one?
I did. Mike DeWine, 71 years old, two-term U.S. senator. He has ended up going into the fall after winning in a primary. He's going up against Democrat Richard Cordray. Now, in both of these, the far-right candidate and the far-left candidate did not win. DeWine won over Kasich's Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor, who was much more conservative than he is.
All right.
And Cordray was up against Dennis Kucinich.
Right.
And Kucinich went down.
He got blown away, Kucinich.
That's right. Yeah, he was a former really senator. Away, yeah. Right. Everybody thought he was going to make a comeback. Ugh. By the way, DeWine is presently the Attorney General of Ohio. Mm-hmm. And guess who he beat to become the Attorney General of Ohio?
Kasich.
Nope. A guy by the name of Cordray.
Oh, really?
Who he's running against now, again. Mm-hmm. So things right now look pretty promising in these races. And then there was also a race in North Carolina where did you find that one?
Yeah, there's a few of them there. In one of the 9th District, a former pastor in Charlotte named Mark Harris defeated Representative Robert Pittenger in the Carolina 9.
Who was the...
So Pittenger is now the first incumbent to lose a primary in the following
In a Republican primary.
Also, NC-13 is going to be a competitive one as well. So those, in fact, 4 or 5 races in North Carolina are currently toss-up, and they all involve incumbents from one side or another. So that's going to be a state we're going to watch heavily on election night.
And by the way, the turnout in Ohio...
I saw that.
Was
record numbers
for the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
It was 147,340 some odd votes more than the Democrats turned out for their primary candidates.
Does that tell you something?
Tells me enthusiasm is now on the Republican side, at least in Ohio.
Yep.
When Trump
shows up there, he'll bring the guy home.
That's right. And of course, we have this Senate race here in Florida as well, which is going to be a
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a barn burner. I mean, and there's going to be a lot of money spent on this Senate race down here because the Democrats are going to be desperate
nationally
to keep it. Exactly.
Yep.
And Rick Scott is going to be in a position where he can do what it takes money-wise to give himself the best chance of victory. Okay, we got to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you what people have been shopping for at IKEA. And
Right.
And we'll maybe go over our contest challenge again. And don't forget, you got Larry Elder, the great Eldersky, the sage of South Central. Is this mic on? Going to be following us up, so stick around. You still got a lot of great radio to go right here tonight. Please stay with us.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Thanks for being out there with us, ladies and gentlemen. We so very much appreciate you listening to us, the American Adversaries. All right, a couple of, we've got another story, but real quick, want to give you once again the contest challenge for tomorrow night.
Okay, we're all big fans of the Kentucky Derby. It was a great show this weekend, and we're getting ready for next year. Many of our movie stars and politicians, they got a lot of bucks, so I expect them to go out, buy a horse, and put an entry in the next year's Derby. So, name the person, politician, movie star, whoever, that you think will enter, and what the hell they'll name their horse.
Now, what are the rules? Because there are rules about naming horses. There's only a certain number of characters.
We're going to give a free run here. I mean, I think if you stay within three to four, you know, I mean, I think all mine, you know, for Schneiderman is Me Too. That's simple.
Oh, that's easy.
I'm in the game.
Can you put the pound in there?
How about Hillary? Wide load.
Wide load.
Can you use punctuation?
I think you can do anything as long as it's, you know.
You can even put on Hillary's horse, Wide Load, one of those beeper things that goes beep.
Oh, yeah, like when she gets beside you. Oh, my God. You know what I mean?
My horse would be co-owned by Avenatti and Cohen, and it would be called Dirty Deeds.
Dirty Deeds.
And by the way.
That's a good one. That's good.
Talk about negators. It was interesting this morning. Jonathan Turley was on MSNBC about all this Avenatti stuff. And he goes, so, yeah, so these people paid Cohen to be a consultant, just like the Clintons and the Obamas did, right?
Yeah, boy. You see the guy just look at him. You know?
Along with the Koreans being freed by North Korea put a squelch on that. But speaking of naming things, if you're stumped for a name, you might want to do what, well, some people are doing, right, Nostradamus?
Yeah, I don't know if I would call it a trend, but it's certainly an interesting thing that some people have decided to do. IKEA is not just where you find unassembled furniture and Swedish meatballs.
Right.
It could end up being a muse for expectant moms and dads. On the parenting website Baby Center, writer Lucy B. urged in a recent blog post, you know, naming your baby after IKEA furniture might seem ridiculous, but don't dismiss the idea. IKEA is known for its charming Scandinavian names, and many work surprisingly well for a baby girl or a boy. So you can kill two baby name trends with one stone.
Yeah, let me try this. Hey, Broyhill, come here.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Come on. You know they don't sell Broyhill at IKEA.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm going to the upscale stores to get my name. Thank you. Well,
just here are some of the most eligible IKEA-inspired names, okay? For the men, Stefan, Franklin, Frede, F-R-E-D-D-E, and Johan. For the girls, we've got Somar, we've got Scylla, we've got Melinda, Henrika, and of course, Stig.
Stig. Now, I like that
You know what? I have a dog in my neighborhood named a German Shepherd, and I love his name, Berlin. I think that's great dog.
Perfect.
For a German Shepherd, I'll go with that, you know?
Yeah. So it's strange.
Berlin.
I don't know why this is a thing. I mean, you know, Kanye West named one of his children North.
Right.
Northwest. Oh, and right. Was it Uma Thurman named one of her children Apple?
North by Northwest.
Apple.
Or Demi Moore. Bruce Willis. There's Rumor and Scout are her two kids.
It's just a strange thing. Crack at those times. I don't know how you can do
that. But be careful, because if you do name your child Lilla, well, Lilla is the Scandinavian word for a potty. So
you might want to get a translation before you go on.
Do the research, please. Yeah.
I still like Broyhill. It's got, you know, it sounds like money, right? At least a kid will sound like money
Brock
if he doesn't
Morton,
have any.
Throckmorton Farmington III. That's a nice name for him.
All right, we'll get your horses' names and
that's
owner
right.
ready
Let's
for
get
tomorrow
ready to
night's
rumble.
Contest. And if you need to go to IKEA to get some ideas.
That's right. And just like
tell
the Kentucky
them why you're there.
Derby, we're going to have great prizes. Is to the person that brings it home.
That's right. That's right. It'll be a lot of fun. Don't forget Larry Elder up next. Once again, thanks so much for tuning in. You can follow us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. That's going to wrap it for us, though. Night, everybody.